Hey team, today I want to talk about the fact that you might be one decision away from unlocking the next level in both your professional development and the development or progress or journey of your business. So if you are a personal trainer that maybe you've been training clients for a number of years now, and you're looking at your revenue, you're looking at your week and the way you spend your time, and you've noticed that maybe you've become stale, maybe things are a bit stagnant, and you don't love what you see in the bank. You don't love how you feel about your growth, both personally and with the business over the last few years. Then this decision that you haven't yet made, maybe you're not really aware there is one to make. I'd love to highlight that for you now and maybe get you to think about this for you. What you see on screen here, I'm gonna read it out. So if you're listening to this, then hold fire. But what you see on screen is a screenshot of a message that we received from one of our clients, actually in our second tier program, who are looking to double their revenue from 5, 6, or 7,000 a month upwards of 10 to 15,000, whilst earning back time. That's what we do in that second tier program. But this applies whether you're, somewhere between 3 to 5,000 a month. Maybe you've been a bit stuck there, or it might even be that you're 5, 6, 7 and you feel a bit maxed out. And the decision I'm talking about is of pricing. I think so many gifted, technically brilliant trainers that are getting amazing results are not charging what they should be charging for their services. They are falling victim of maybe a bit of imposter syndrome because they don't believe they deserve to charge more than they do. They feel like they have to invest more in the program, and maybe that's you. They have to invest more in themselves before they can justify raising their prices. They're so loyal to clients that they've trained for years and years and years that they don't feel like they can raise prices anymore. And I'm here to challenge that because I think these things are holding you back. And if you are stuck in that mindset that you are not inherently more valuable with all the things that you've done over the past few years to improve you and your business, then you're the one that's suffering and the client's the one that's winning. And that's not a relationship that we should sign up for. We should only seek out win-win relationships where we make agreements and we have understanding with those we work with and those we spend time with that we both win in this scenario, that we're both happy with the outcome and how this relationship transpires over time. And it only makes sense on this point that clients that you've been training with, they've been getting a better service with you over the last 1, 2, 3 years as you've racked up experience and knowledge and you've improved the systems and the way that you serve your clients in your business and the experience that you provide. That, by definition, therefore should cost more. Everything else is increasing in price. Like, why shouldn't you also do yours? And the loyalty thing, like, I think, yes, clients have been with you and they've shown you loyalty, but I've also seen that people who have shown loyalty, the moment that their job changes and that they move locations and that their goals change, don't think for a second that they wouldn't need to say to you, thank you so much for all the time, but I'm off. Where does the loyalty come in then? So I'm a big advocate of long-term retention and serving your clients for as long as possible, as long as you can provide value for them. But I don't like when personal trainers sacrifice themselves for others. So back on the message, I think one of the common challenges that trainers face is that once they get a little bit of success and they're getting some inquiries and they're getting at finding a rhythm with marketing and sales, they get quite busy, a fully booked diary, it feels great. But actually, they end up maxing out their time on service delivery. And the time that they need to be spending working on the business as the owner and the visionary for what you want to do in your career and as your business on your mission, totally wastes away. That time goes because you've only left time for working for clients and then tuning out and getting rest and training and spending time with loved ones. And there's no time to actually to zoom out and look at what direction you're heading and invest more time on moving the business forward. And so what Craig and I at Velocity, we do very frequently with the coaches that we work closely with is we challenge them to value time working on the business more highly. And that if we can execute a price increase in a professional, honest, and heartfelt way with our clients, we can actually win. We can win as a, and we want you guys to win as trainers. We want you to to maintain a balance between work and life and business that allows you to continually progress in your career so that you never end up as that hamster on the wheel, chasing, 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 but actually never getting anywhere. And so this example that we've seen, and these aren't Shannon's numbers. This is a client called Shannon who we're working with right now. But this is an example of what typically happens when people hit this level. And if you imagine that you're charging a client £150 or dollars per month for four sessions and maybe some additional support on top of that, it means your revenue is going to be 4,500 a month. Now, if you get fully booked and you max yourself out because things are going really well and results are coming in nicely, then it wouldn't be unreasonable to raise your prices by 33% to £200 because you're in demand, you've invested thousands probably in your own knowledge, hundreds of hours in learning, you've done thousands more personal training sessions, which means you are a better coach, so your stock has gone up. Now, in doing that, you execute that very professionally, and you give people time, you give people notice, and you talk them through why, and you explain that you're still committed and what you're going to be working on, and so on. But you lose five clients because five of the 30 that you had were on the fence. Maybe they weren't engaged, they had drifted, they weren't committed, and they stopped doing the work, right? So you both agree that, okay, this is time for us to part and for you to find an alternative solution, or perhaps go away and refine your passion and motivation to change. But you're now down to 25 clients, but they're now paying you 200 a month, which means your revenue is now 5,000. You've increased your revenue to 500 a month, which is £6,000 a year after a price increase of 33%, which means you've bought back 5 hours a week, 250 hours a year. Just think about that for a second. 250 hours a year. That's 10 days, 10 full days that you won't work, right, in your business. You might decide to allocate half of that to some more training, some more time with your family and your loved ones, and maybe half of it back on the business, which will allow you to do the stuff which is going to take you to the next level. And this is the decision I was talking about, the decision that maybe you're scared of, a decision that you didn't know existed. Maybe you were stuck and you had the blinkers on and you were just that hamster in the wheel. But I hope that today in this message that I've at least got you to think about maybe this is you, maybe I've hit the nail on the head for you and this is really resonating. Or maybe you can see that this position, this challenge is not too far down the track for you. So I hope this has been helpful, and that if that was you, if this has spoken to you, then that you would give this some consideration. Anyway, that's all. Big love from me. I hope you're good. I wish you an amazing day, week, month, and a very prosperous business. Bye for now.